Thank you and good afternoon. The Redwood Coast Energy Authority and Schatz Energy Research Center will be holding a ribbon-cutting ceremony in Eureka on Thursday afternoon for the grand opening of 9 new public electric vehicle charging stations. The event will feature guest speakers and informational booths for electric vehicles and location maps for the vehicle charging stations in the region. Currently, there are 14 public charging station locations in Humboldt County that are managed under the North Coast Electric Vehicle Charging Network. The ribbon-cutting ceremony will be held on Dolbear Street in Eureka at 12 o'clock. The School of Business, which is a part of Humboldt State University's Accounting and Finance program, received an endorsement from one of the largest management accounting associations. The Institute of Management Accountants recognized HSU School of Business for their high educational standards, and the Institute endorsed them through their Higher Education Initiative. With this endorsement, students in the School of Business will be able to pursue and earn the Certified Management Accounting credential. Humboldt State joins other top-ranked business programs such as Penn State, Rutgers, and Michigan State, who received this particular endorsement. 32-year-old Lindzen Eshalom, who has been on the run from law enforcement along the North Coast and in Oregon, was taken into custody in Arizona on Tuesday. Eshalom was wanted by Oregon law enforcement for his role in a home invasion robbery in Grants Pass, Oregon last week, an incident that saw one of the occupants in the residence shot, and Eshalom suffered multiple gunshot wounds as well. He was discharged from the hospital on Monday with the help of family, and they traveled to Arizona, Eshalom's home state. He was apprehended in Phoenix on Tuesday, and he faces charges of attempted murder, robbery, assault, burglary, and unlawful use of a weapon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office issued an updated version of Southern Humboldt's Most Wanted list this afternoon. Jason East, Chase Gainey, Jason Meisner, Stephen Buskirk, Joshua Wentworth, and Michael Russell are all listed as wanted on warrants ranging from domestic violence, weapons violations, drugs, and armed robbery. Anyone with information related to the whereabouts of the suspects on the Most Wanted list are asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. The Department of Health and Human Services releases results from a homeless housing grant. Dan Squire has more.
The County Department of Health and Human Services is lauding a state grant from the California Department of Social Services for allowing local social service workers to house homeless families. The grant funding of nearly $500,000 has been used to house 47 children and 35 adults, and Social Services Director Stephanie Weldon said in a statement that it's very hard for a parent to hold down a job and children to do well in school when they don't have a place to live. The money funds a wide range of services, including the search for adequate housing and short-term utility and rent assistance. The county uses the rapid rehousing model that reduces the amount of time a family spends on the street and also to form housing action teams to assist those in need.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Lady Washington and the Hawaiian Chieftain plan to stay at the Bonnie Gould Dock in Eureka through the weekend after forecasted weather conditions. The two historic vessels were set to depart for Crescent City on Thursday, but with offshore winds forecasted for that day, the ships will stay docked through Sunday. Shipping tours and battle sails will still be offered for residents until the ships depart for Crescent City next Monday. A hearing will be held tomorrow afternoon at the state capitol as Senator Mike McGuire and the Joint Committee on Fisheries and Aquaculture discuss the historic crab fishing season delay. Testimony from fisheries and ocean experts will be heard at the hearing, and officials will also discuss the lessons learned from this season's delay and steps that can be taken to avoid a similar delay in the future. The crab fishing season has been delayed due to unusually high levels of domoic acid found in crab, and while some areas along the state have been reopened to crab fishing, other areas remain closed. Some of the closed areas include north of the Humboldt Bay entrance between the county and the Oregon border, and north of the Sonoma-Mendocino County line. Arcata police continue the search for a white male suspect who committed armed robbery at the Pleasure Center on G Street Tuesday afternoon. The masked suspect walked into the business armed with a handgun and was last seen fleeing on H Street with an undisclosed amount of cash. Arcata police have posted photos of the suspect on their Facebook page, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.